Today is Tuesday, the 4th of March, in the 8th week of Ordinary Time. The community of Taizé sing Dans nos obscurités. In our darkness, light the fire that never goes out. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Peter began to say to him, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers, or sisters, or mother, or father, or children, or fields, for my sake, and for the sake of the good news, who will not receive a hundredfold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first."
In this passage, we hear words of promise for those who follow Jesus and the gospel. Namely, that they will receive a hundredfold now and in the age to come, eternal life. How do you feel about such a promise? Talk freely to God about this. Those who follow Jesus are promised brothers and sisters and mothers and children. Can you think of people in your own life who have become like family to you? Perhaps take a moment to lift them up in prayer now. As you listen to the passage again, notice if any words or phrases of Jesus particularly touch you.
Peter began to say to him, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news who will not receive a hundredfold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first."
But many who are last will be first. These are words which Jesus often utters in the scriptures. What do these words mean to you? Reflect on what they mean in your own life and experience today. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.